Volgende nummer wil ik opdragen aan Traumatizer. Mede omdat ik Randy zijn mat mis. En omdat dit ook een show is waar Anna en Buster niet eruit worden gegooid. Dus hopelijk. Deze heet Burning Longing. Oh, Rodent. Rodent, sorry, ik loop voor. Ja, alsnog.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, good!
een cover, wie hem kent, die doet mee.
I need his guitar in my monitor and both vocals up.
Yeah, I need vocals up too and my guitar also.
I hear the drums fine.
Yeah, I hear the drums fine. Chuck, 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 Chuck. Oi, oi, can I get more vocals, please? Chuck, Chuck.
More of his vocals.
Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. Chuck. Ooh, 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 ooh. Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. Chuck, Chuck. Yeah, it's a little better.
Sound check.
We don't have to do the whole thing.
Yeah, let's just do it up to, yeah. So we can hear it.
Ready?
Yep.
More of his guitar up.
More of my guitar, please. And the drummer needs a lot more of himself, apparently. Chuck, Chuck. Yeah, more of my guitar, please. What's up, Amsterdam? Cheers to the bands that play. Fucking Traumatizer, sick as fuck. So was Youth. Motherfuckers, they were fucking sick as shit, too. We're here, we made it. I hope you like it. If you don't, then I'm sorry, but yeah, we're here. Wet Mark Execution. We'll be right back. More drums on the monitor, please. And more of my own guitars as well. More bass, please, more bass. Without a cause. We'll be right back. sounds like shit, but that's what we sound like anyway. Stagnant Fools.
Just the one. Just the one.
Yeah, sounds like you're drunk. Sure. Chuck. Government schemes. Borrow a guitar from someone. Can I borrow a guitar?
You know any good pawn shops around here?
Back in dream. Spice Invaders! We'll be right back.
Ah!
We got one more.
Welcome to this third season of Telenor Show. Telenor Show is an ongoing series of programs in which we ask an artist to present to us a piece of art that has had an impact on them or their practice. And in the next 30 minutes, you will have the pleasure of listening to American artist Nancy Lupo. Nancy will be taking us on a sort of a journey to Florence in Italy, and more specifically to the Pitti Palace, former home of the very notorious Italian banker family, the Medicis. In the Pitti Palace, Nancy finds a set of ivory objects turned on a lathe into the shape of cups, vases or trophies. These ivory objects are dated around 15th century and are all commissioned by the Medici family. This leads Nancy to contemplations on the material of ivory, and on notions of soft power in the Renaissance versus today. Nancy Lupo is an artist who works primarily in sculpture. She currently lives in Los Angeles, where she also teaches at the UCLA. And as it was put somewhere about Nancy's work, more than panic, spiraling is something deeper. Telenor Show is as always produced by me, Andreas Fyre from Institut Fonnebakke, and Jan Høgestrækker from The Lake Radio in Copenhagen. I have nothing left to add except to pass on the microphone to Nancy Lupo.
I have no relationship to ivory. I have no relationship to it, but like, it's spooky as fuck. My name is Nancy Lupo. I am an artist. I identify as a sculptor, I think, and I write. I live in LA, but right now I've been in Florence for like the past month, and I'm going back for another month. I'm working on an exhibition with my friend Monique Mouton, which we decided to title Destiny Cornucopia.
Welcome to the city of Dante, Machiavelli, and Michelangelo, and the place where Leonardo da Vinci learned how to paint.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about these ivory cups that I saw in Florence at this Pitti Palace, which was this palace where the Medicis lived and had their kind of base. And later, at some point, Napoleon lived there. when he was on one of his missions to conquer. But anyway, now it's a museum, and it's amazing, actually, and sort of overwhelming.
In this room, we have got 7 paintings by Raphael. We have a very large painting by Rubens over here, and this is by Caravaggio.
This time, I'll take you in through the Pitti Palace and give you a brief walking tour.
It was the biggest palace in Europe until Versailles was constructed by Louis XIV, when Vittorio Emanuele II was the first king. This was his residence, so it's sort of like the White House of Italy as well, too. Today there's about 6 museums inside here, plus the gardens in the back that we'll be able to see when we get upstairs.
It was the Medici Palace.